I have a stone cold rock and roll. I mean, he's still warm. Rock and roller.
And I have a concept that will break the entire premise of the podcast.
What could be better for the first episode?
Let's really mess with the format on episode number one.
Perfect.
Dave Fight!
Hello, it's the 5th of November, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Date Fight. Thank you very much for joining us. It's the podcast where we work out, by means of arguing, cheap swipes and personal attacks, what the most important thing that happened on this day in history was.
I'm Nat Tapley, he's Jake Yap, and we've each picked two things that happened on this date, and we'll pit them against each other in a sort of hybrid of Pokemon and Wikipedia. Wikipedia or something like that. I don't know exactly.
Wicked Pokepedia. Lovely poking. After each round, we have to decide between ourselves which fact is the most interesting, which is the point at which it all descends into tier 4 recriminations and madness.
I think we're all ready for that, so let's not waste any more time. It's time for round one.
Round one!
It's the night of the 5th of November.
Yes.
1500.
What?
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Copernicus.
Is it the night or is it 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, it's in the nighttime.
Okay.
And Copernicus is in Rome with his brother, Andrew. I didn't know
Do
that.
Do you think Did their you? Parents had a favourite?
Yeah. What should we call the next one? Oh, no, Andrew. So Andrew, whatever.
Simon.
So, Lionel. He observed a lunar eclipse on the night of the 5th. Which is very exciting.
Is it?
Well, I mean...
Explain why.
Well, because it kicked off, you know, loads of stuff for him.
Such as?
You know...
Him and Andrew starting their touring lunar observation tour.
Andrew and Copernicus.
People used to introduce Andrew first until they realised he couldn't even see the moon.
No. It's. I always feel sorry for, like, the siblings of famous, you know, you know, like my brother.
Moon units.
I'm kidding. I pity him.
Moon unit yap.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say, though, it was an interesting... reading about Copernicus, not specifically what he did that night, apart from seeing the moon.
Right. So you've taken the concept of a date and thrown it out the window completely.
Yes. Well, he invented Gresham's Law.
Of course. Hang on. Why didn't Gresham invent Gresham's Law?
Well, he did, but then everyone was like, hang on a minute, Copernicus already worked that one out. Right?
So that would be like... Like me calling it Nat Tapley's Windows.
That's right, because you thought of it in 1970. What?
Well, the concept of Windows.
Yeah.
They've been around for ages.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the operating system. All right, well then. Derailing. So Gresham's Law, which is now often referred to as Gresham Copernicus's Law.
Right.
And not Gresham Andrew's Law. Copernicus had to do everything, didn't he? Had to see the moon, had to invent that. Anyway. It's a law of economics, and it says that bad money drives out good.
That doesn't sound like a law.
So, for
that
example,
sounds like something my mum would say.
Yeah, bad money drives out. And that's not how your mum talks, is it?
Exactly. So I thought she was in the room.
For example, that coin. Give me that coin that we tossed with right at the beginning.
That went straight back in my pocket.
That's a shame.
Where is it? Oh no, it's here.
Okay,
here,
brilliant.
Hang on.
Okay.
There's the bad money.
So this coin,
yes,
which I now own, which is brilliant. Cheap, really. Let's say this was an actual silver coin.
Yes.
And the silver was worth the 50p denominative value, right? That would be good money, i.e. the amount of silver is the same as the face monetary value of the coin.
Right.
That's good money.
Yeah.
It's great money. Bad money is money that gets alloyed and isn't worth the metal contained in it.
Yeah.
Isn't worth as much as what it says it's worth.
Yeah.
So say there's 25 pence worth of silver in this.
Yeah.
And tuppence worth of nickel in there.
God damn it.
That's bad money.
Yeah.
And
isn't that all money now, though?
It is all money now. All money is now bad money.
Right.
Which proves Gresham, Copernicus, Andrew's law, right? Which is that people will hoard, say I had a pure silver 50p.
Yes.
Well, I'll hold on to that because that's worth 50p.
Yeah.
Whereas this 50p, this alloyed 50p, is worth 27p. So I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to hoard that. I'm going to take that out
really
of circulation.
It's not really worth 57p, though, is it? It's worth 50p because everyone agrees that it's worth 50p.
Yes, but even so...
And money is a fiction.
Even so, I'm going to hang on to the pure silver.
Right.
Because, as you say, effectively, it's worth 23p more than this 50p. So you can have this. I'll pay for 50p's worth of stuff with this 27p right. coin.
But does that not pretend that there's no value in the minting of coins? To pretend that the value of a coin is the value of the metal contained in it disregards all the labour of the people who put in to mint the coin.
Yeah, but I mean people.
Yeah.
Who cares about people? They've got no value. So the point being that this, it proves the point. When you said all money is bad money then, well, you're right. And it proves the Gresham, Copernicus, Andrew, let's not forget Andrew, law, because there is no more good money.
Is it not just that Gresham, Copernicus, Andrew didn't understand what money was? Because money is anything I say has a value and you agree. So this empty cup of coffee, if we agree it's worth £10, and are exchanging it as if it were, is essentially money.
Right. Anything's money.
Yeah. Bad money is the only money. Good money is just an asset.
Okay. Okay, so I'm taking a 50p.
Oh, dear.
So that's mine. What have you got for round one?
Round one, I'm going to go with... Let's go to 1688. Let's go to the Glorious Revolution.
Oh.
It's the most glorious of all the revolutions.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what
my
country
favorite.
Do you think that happened in?
Armenia.
England.
What?
It's England, you fool.
I don't know anything.
1688. William III arrives in Brixham. We always say that Britain hasn't been invaded in 1,000 years. Apart from that time when the Dutch arrived in Brixham in 1688, took over as king, and no one said anything about it. We just went, yes, that's fine. That is ordinarily what happens in this situation.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, so what? The Dutch invaded?
Well, we sort of invited them to. A group of MPs...
What, had we dressed provocatively? I mean, what's your...
Victim blaming England.
Exactly.
Well, the parameters were we had a terrible king, or we had an awful king, James II.
Right.
And he ran away. Yeah. That was his answer to the Dutch drawing, was to run away.
Yeah. It's always
at
that.
Which point everyone went, maybe he wasn't the king. Maybe he was never the king to begin with. Maybe William of Orange was the king all along.
Oh.
And this whole thing was just a blip.
Yeah, because that was the year rainbows were invented.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
No, I was thinking of Richard of York, not William of Orange. It literally had a colour in it. I'm really good at history, just to let you know. I'm the sort of Alan Davis character here. I don't know anything. You know about all the history, don't you?
As much as I could research on the way here, yes.
Well, it was a very long train trip.
It was a very long train trip. It was. So that's what I'm going to go with, because it's the foundation for our current monarchy. And
is it really?
Well, she's descended from them.
She. Who's she?
The Queen's mother, yes. And all also I'm the saying actually, is... the Queen's mother wasn't descended from them, but, you know.
Do you love your country?
No.
Oh. Then this joke is not going to work.
Yes, of course I do. Who doesn't love their country, Jake?
Right.
What sort
right.
of...
Right. If you love your country,
yes.
you have to agree.
Yes.
Most attractive woman in the world, the Queen. Number one, fittest. Second fittest, Queen Mother.
Yeah. Third?
Queen Mother 50 years ago. Do you agree?
Of course, who wouldn't?
Because you love your country.
Yeah.
Very good. That was good. I feel like, I think you should do better there. I think you won that one. Let's
seeing
see.
The moon. Is the foundation of the English Constitution more important than someone seeing the moon?
Let's say we're going for a soft launch of this podcast.
Yeah.
And not necessarily
not keeping
push hard on this one. But no, I totally give way on that.
Okay.
I'm totally letting you have that. Can you remember one?
One?
Yeah,
yes.
That's your point.
Yeah, that's my score.
Can you remember?
One. Yes, I
one.
Can.
One. Right, before we have round two, we should do the birthdays and the death days.
Yes, let's do those. Birthdays are happy birthday to Alexa Chung, writer and model, Art Garfunkel, wispy songster, and Eugene Debs, early 20th century Labour leader from America.
Is it fair to say that Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel eclipses everything Paul Simon ever achieved?
Yeah, especially Graceland.
Yeah.
You can get in the bin.
Do you not like Graceland?
No.
Do you not?
No.
That's one of the greatest albums of all time.
It's not even an album. It's just noise. I've turned into my dad.
Welcome. Embrace it.
Hang on. We've got the death days as well.
Oh, death days as well.
happy death day to John Falstolf, the knight who fought in the Hundred Years' War, who's only known for having Falstaff in Henry V, named after him. So Shakespeare named a drunk person a character after him, and that's all we know about him.
Okay.
Art Tatum, the blind, fast-fingered pianist, who could drink 2 bottles of whiskey and a crate of beer every day.
You've 2 arts.
Yeah, we've got
a birth art and a death art.
Yes. Oh, I'm not sure I can keep that up every day.
I think there should be art of the day. But go on.
And the other death. Oh, happy death day to Robert Maxwell, who plunged off his yacht in the 1990s, having embezzled a lot of pensions from a lot of people. Happy death day to you all.
Nice. Round 2. I'm not going to win this one either. You go first this time, though. I'm not doing it.
All right, I'll go first this time. Okay. This time we're going to 1917.
Oh.
And the most exciting thing that happened on the 5th of November was the start of the October Revolution.
Oh, wow.
What?
Another one? Are you just doing revolutions in this podcast?
For the first episode, I think I did. The other one, because I could only find the launch of the Android operating system apart from that and that scene.
Oh, that's cool!
Is that yours? Is that what you're about to
No, no, that's brilliant.
It would have been good, but...
I totally would have gone with that.
It's like not quite iOS.
I think I found the absolute base root of what's going to be all the conflict in this.
Well, no, I don't have an Apple phone. But I just to say that Android is better because it was later seems weird.
Okay.
It didn't seem like it was a foundational moment of anything. Whereas...
Okay.
Back on track.
Yeah.
Whereas the start of the October Revolution in November. How did that happen?
Because it's
more exciting because it shows the difference between the Gregorian and the Julian calendars.
Ah.
Calendar fun! So in 15-something, 1528, I guess, 82, one of those numbers, Pope Gregory said, by the way, everyone, we've messed up the calendar. It's all gone wrong because we count our leap years stupidly.
Right.
Because they counted a leap year every 4 years.
Yeah.
Whether or not there was a century or a decade, it was just every 4 years as a leap year.
Was everyone going, cool, Christmas, a bit warm this year?
Yeah, it was the century. Everyone was planting things at the wrong time going, well,
hang on a second.
These aren't coming out right.
It was the old rhyme, wasn't it?
Strawberries for Wimbledon instead. Here I am.
30 days hath November and September and October and January and February.
And 400 days hath January to make up for it.
Is that what they did?
So he said, right, tell you what, we've got a better idea. We're just going to lose 13 days. We've ended up getting 13 days ahead. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's 13 days by now. I think it was 10 days at the time. So the next 10 days don't count. We're skipping straight from today to 10 days' time.
Okay.
And only France did it, because only France was paying attention.
Okay.
But then over the next few hundred years, everyone slowly got the idea that this was, keeping your calendar on track so that Christmas was at a cold time of the year was better, apart from people in Australia who ignored it.
But
in Russia, they were even in the 20th century, they were still in the Julian calendar, the old calendar. So when you talk about the October Revolution, it was all happening on the 5th of November, which is when the Bolsheviks had their lovely meeting, which they said, we should have a revolution. People went, yeah!
Wow. And is that when they did Battleship Potemkin?
No, that was
and
earlier.
And the baby fell down on the pram. Was that a different one? Was that 1910 or something?
That's 05, I think. It's 1905. Checking anything.
Well, it was made in 1925,
there
the film.
Go. Yeah. Depicting the events of...
1905. You were right. You're really good.
That's why I picked this podcast.
Can we not do a podcast about vegan ice cream flavours? Because I would ace that.
Okay, are there any? I mean, you're
millions.
Using the word flavour quite
broadly
there.
Where to stop? Yeah, absolutely.
Such as?
Tofu.
Mm.
That's it. So, all right. Well, that was a really
good... That's my number 2.
That was a really good number 2. My number 2...
It's not really very good. It was just because it happened in the bit that it doesn't sound like it happened.
My number 2, in a very literal sense, is the one and only, not Chesney Hawks, Bryan Adams was born in 1959.
Is he?
Yeah. So, hang on a minute. He sang a song called Summer of 69, didn't he?
He would have been 14 years. What did
he was
say?
10.
10.
Barely 10.
What happened in the summer
of 69? What on earth was he doing?
Was he working at the dock? No, that's...
I think he was driving around.
That's ridiculous. The police in wherever his hometown is should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, and that's huge. He got his first real six string. He bought it at the Five and Dime. He played it till his fingers bled. That's the summer of 69. That's
he's not
allowed
to play a guitar. Yeah,
until his fingers bled. Well, where are his parents? He's 10.
Well, I think having 10-year-olds with bleeding fingers from musical practice is a good thing.
Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married. Well, how old was Jody?
10. Now, that is wrong. Okay, this is... Which part of the States is this in?
I've no idea. It's got to be... Wait, he's in Canada. He's Canadian.
Oh, there's no excuse for that, then.
Yeah. He spent his evenings down at the drive-in. This child should have been in care. This is horrific.
This bloody-fingered married child.
Wow. That's horrific. But I have got some facts about Bryan Adams that you might not know from the website Book My Show. Fact number one, he has acted in TV and film.
Oh, has he?
Yep. He had cameos in Baywatch and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Those are appearances, not acting.
I think he was a tree. And a small role in the 1989 flick Cadillac.
He's not in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. The song he sang is in Robin Hood, Prince
of
Thieves.
No, he had a cameo as well, I think.
Where?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not a huge fan of Bryan Adams. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not either. But I'm pretty sure I would have noticed him in 1991 striding
through
the forest.
He is a professional photographer and has taken photographs for people like Guess, Jeans and Converse, and has even had his work published in Vogue. And one of his photographs was chosen for a Canadian stamp. He got to do a 5-minute portrait session with Queen Elizabeth, otherwise known as Queen of Stamps. And he was on a stamp in 2009.
Ooh, that's a good fact then. Is he the only person who's both taken the picture for a stamp and been on a stamp?
Oh, he's got to be.
Yeah.
And he wrote, "Everything I do it for you in under an hour." I would have thought under 10 minutes. It's, you know, yeah. So there you go. I've got Bryan Adams.
Lovely Bryan Adams.
I feel like you've won that one as well.
I think
I've
won that one too.
Well, that's it. Well done.
Yeah. I mean, all we should do is remind everyone that the score is 2-0.
Yeah.
And that it will be cumulative.
That, oh, is it cumulative?
I think so. Is not? Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought I'd start with a clean slate tomorrow. That's not fair. Right. Okay, well, final score for today then is 2-0. I'm actually going to have to start writing this down. Congratulations, I'm absolutely fine with that.
Thank you. But history never ends, and tomorrow we fight again. Do subscribe, share, or go around your neighbour's house and hit them until they subscribe and share and join us tomorrow for our next Date Fight!
We can't get into trouble for, like, inciting violence or anything, can we?
No, no one does it anymore.
Okay, great.